from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lovington Mayor David Trujillo confirmed on Tuesday that 46-year-old Veronica Juarez of Lovington became the first COVID-19-related death in Lee County. Juarez suffered from underlying conditions. She was taken to a Lubbock hospital last week after suffering from the coronavirus and was placed on a ventilator. She passed away on Monday. Mayor Trujillo.
It was pretty sad, and she was well known in the community and well liked. So it is a tragic for our community.
Then on Tuesday, the New Mexico Department of Health announced that a 70-year-old Lee County man died from the coronavirus. The Department of Health also reported 32 new cases of the coronavirus in Lee County, 11 in Chavez County. Eddy County came in with 9 new cases and 3 new cases of the COVID-19 in Lincoln County. Overall, Lee County leads southeastern New Mexico with the coronavirus cases with 411, Chavez County with 223, Eddy County with 196, and Lincoln County with 41. The Carlsbad Current Argus is reporting that Albert Reyes of Artesia is the second Eddy County resident to die of the COVID-19 virus on Saturday in Albuquerque. According to the paper, the family believes he contracted the virus while riding with another person in June in Texas. Reyes fought the COVID-19 related symptoms for about a month. Reyes was 56 years old. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate a shooting that occurred Saturday night in Artesia and involved 59-year-old Felipe Salamanca, who was in a vehicle in the 2100 block of North Oak when he supposedly heard 2 gunshots from a distance. A short time later, he realized he'd been shot. Salamanca sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and the Sheriff's Office is asking anyone who knows information on this case should contact them. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.